Gemara in Sukkah gives different reasons for, gives different opinions when you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. One, you don't sit at all. The other, you sit with a bracha. And the third one, you sit in the Sukkah without a bracha. And the Gemara writes, Hilchos ha-meisiv yasvinam bruchigom avachinan. So the question, there seems to be black and white. So the question is, why did so many Rishonim, Rashi, they say he didn't sit in the Sukkah half the Balitosis, didn't eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Why not? If it seems to be black and white. So some want to say, because the Gemara says Hilchasa, so some want to claim that that's not really the Gemara, that's really from the Lashon HaBahag. The Bahag writes the Hilchasa, Meisvi Yasvinam Bruchil Machinan. If they didn't have that Gersa, that's why they didn't say. But we who have the Gersa, so therefore we see it in the Sukkah. Rav Tzedek HaKohen, who is a Litvak turned Chassid, he wrote a sefer trying to defend the minhag of the Chassidim to sit in the Sukkah, not sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So, in fact, Rav Shechter always says over Meiser, the sat with the Satan the Rebbe. In Europe, he sat in the Sukkah. He didn't sit in the Sukkah. In America, he sat. Why? Because he's basing, I guess, on a tradition that more the Hasidim didn't sit in the Sukkah. And they say when, I think, the Boston Rebbe, the original one, he lived in Williamsburg. So when he got there, he visited him on Sukkot. And he had the sefer, I think, from Rav Tzedek. He asked him to borrow it, but Rav Shechter, like, saying that it was well known that everyone, the Zama Rebbe's house was wide open. People used to come in and steal everything, and even Sfarim, so he didn't want to lend them the Sefer. He said, spend the whole day, you could read the Sefer, but you don't take it home. So he spent time flipping through the pages, and he wasn't happy with all the reasons, and therefore he started eating in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzer. I think that's also the Minhag Chabad as well. They eat in the Sukkah. The Rav Soloveitchik was very mocked, but even though he usually said, follow your family customs, when it came to Shmini Atzeres, he said, no, it says wrong. If you don't listen to your family's custom. And Rav Moshe also felt strongly, even he talks about his father who slept in the Sukkah, even on Shmini Atzeres. And even though it was freezing, in fact, the Maisa is that his father slept in the Sukkah, it was freezing in Shmini Atzeres, and he got a stroke and he died, I don't know, weeks or months later. In fact, the one of the discussions were about his left side became paralyzed after the stroke. And could you put tefillin on the dead arm or not? Rav Moshe writes you can because his father did, and then he brings Raya's, but he said that was Dominic, so I think Rav Moshe out. His conclusion was, even though his father got sick, that wasn't the lesson to be learned. That if my father sat in the Sukkah when it's freezing on Shmini Atzeres, I'm sorry, I'm gonna eat there and sleep there as well. So the standard minhag is to accepted minhag among non-Chassidim is to eat in the Sukkah without a bracha. Then sleeping is a further debate. Whether you say sleeping shows, you know, you might, if you want to get into the issue of it's about Tosef or not, I think the Gra against the Chassidim, the Afrika Slep. So you have Yesh V'Yesh. You have those who say eating in the Sukkah is about Tosef. Well, that's not the accepted norm. But that's what they bring down. However, that's why by Lulav we don't, because Lulav, no one, Lulav, why else am I shaking Lulav except to do a mitzvah? So we don't even do it on the Shmini Atzeres. But Pamayim Betsukkah Arevalo, so maybe it is, but in a cold climate not to. And then even to the eating we seem to do, you know, unless it's really freezing, you're mitzvah. But sleeping already, that's a